the whole country.
No one knows where he is, but his voice still has the power to spread fear across Libya, comb Tripoli and eradicate the traitors and rats, he says, in this recording played out on Syrian-based Al Aruba television, vowing victory or martyrdom. Gaddafi spokesman Musa Ibrahim is still vocal too, saying his men are capable of fighting not just for days and weeks, but for months and years. Their words come just a day after hundreds of Libyan rebels stormed his compound in Tripoli, sparking off celebrations. And there was also a vow to keep searching for Gaddafi from this rabble.
It's unbelievable, all the people that sacrificed for us, for this moment. We're in front of his compound, and where is he? He's underground, he can't do anything. Where is he? We're looking for you. Where are you? Come on, come out, where are you?
Dr. Manal works in a hospital in Tripoli. She says Gaddafi's the worst tyrant imaginable, and she was working under fear there too.
We were in the hospital, we were afraid of each other because we didn't know who was pro and who was not, and it turns out everybody was against him.
Experts are now examining the vast network of tunnels underneath Tripoli to try and understand where Gaddafi may have gone. The National Security Council's met in London to discuss aid to Libya, and a Foreign Office boat is on standby for the possible evacuation of British nationals if they want to leave.